Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Music, Movies, and Madness. I'm David, your host, and tonight we're going to shine a spotlight on the incredible contributions of women to the world of music. I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Glenn and Martin. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks.
Evening, Ian. How are you?
Evening, guys. Going well. How are you?
Good. And I would have actually liked to have had a woman on the show co-hosting with us, but every time I ask one, they don't want to come on the show.
Yeah, I know. They don't. So, we suck, obviously.
Oh, clearly. Now, if
it is a safe environment. It really is.
It totally is. If you knew us, you'd want to come on the show, let's just say. But for some reason, and if you're a woman out there that listens to the show, if you're one of the three, then we'd love to have you on the show. Let us know. But in the absence, we're going to do our very, very best to celebrate the wonderful contributions of women to, in this episode, music. It was International Women's Day on Thursday, Friday, depending on which part of the world you're in. And yeah, we're going to do a bit of a deep dive into women that have made a lasting contribution, perhaps, to music, at least in our minds, and maybe even more broadly. There have been many, many female artists over the years who have made quite enduring contributions. Some of the names that come to mind: Aretha Franklin, Madonna, Ella Fitzgerald, Joni Mitchell, and then more modern. Whether you like the artists or not, they're still they're certainly making waves in their respective genres. Beyoncé, Taylor Swift, and Lauryn Hill. These are just a few to name, you know, of many who have made lasting contributions in their field of work. And who knows, one of us may have selected one of them for our deep dive tonight. So I'll pass the microphone over to Glenn to kick us off with your first choice, mate. Who have you got?
All right. So I'm going with one of my all-time faves. This is St. Vincent. Talked about St. Vincent before. She's got a new record coming out soon. Little bit of background. She grew up in Texas, grew up as a listening to all the sort of grunge music sort of coming through and some metal. Prodigious guitarist. Probably one of the best I've ever watched. How she plays guitar is kind of some mesmerizing, both in the effects range that she uses, but also her sheer technicality. Just brilliant. And one of these artists that is not afraid to try things and get into personas. I mean, the whole St. Vincent is a persona. Her real name is Annie Clark. And she's got a new single out for a new album coming out in April, which I'm quite excited about. And this is called Broken Man.
On the street, I'm a king-size killer. I can make your kingdom come. On my feet, I'm an earthquake shaking. So open up my little one. Hey, what are you looking at?
So this will be Annie Clark's St. Vincent's, I think about sixth or seventh album, and she's played with everybody, and she included on one of those Nirvana specials where they asked her to come and sing some Nirvana songs at an awards night or something like that.
I'm sure I read something the other day that I think it's actually Dave Grohl drumming on that track.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, she's certainly super, super cool. I hope that she comes back down this way, because she's quite unique. She brings out a whole stage show persona. Just absolutely brilliant. Each record's different to the last. Some say it's sort of mixture of coldness to it, but sort of, I quite like that sort of interesting sort of take on what she does. It's just kick ass.
I like her smoky, soulful voice, the way what she does there with the vocals. Do like that.
And it's certainly changed over time as well. I read it. She's fantastic. I think she's certainly a modern awesomeness.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Nice one. Thanks, Glenn. All right, we're going to go across. Martin, what have you got for us this week? What's your first pick?
Yeah, thanks, David. Yeah, my first pick this week, I've gone with an artist that I've mentioned before as well. This is an Eva Cassidy track. Eva Cassidy's kind of more known for her ballads and kind of covers. She mainly recorded covers. She didn't really do original material, sort of like Songbird by Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course. She also had quite an edgy side and a bluesy side to her voice as well. And I wanted to play a track that I think, for me, where every time I hear the start, the second verse, just goosebumps. Just like, how the hell is she hitting that note? And the song's called Blues in the Night. So I'm just going to jump in sort of in the chorus. So forgive me if it's sudden. Wait for the second verse to kick in.
A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing, who'll leave you singing blues in the night. Now you know the rain is falling, hear that twinkle. My mama done told me.
Some note that she hits at the start, second verse. I have no idea how she hits that note. It's way up there. That's pretty stratospheric kind of notes. She had like a heck of a big range, but also just the power that she puts behind that note as well is pretty awesome. I mean, sad thing, you know, we talked a little bit about her before on the show, but the sad thing about Eva Cassidy is that unfortunately she passed away before she kind of even saw any of the fame. Really, she was ridiculously young as well, sort of still in her 30s, I think, when she passed. It's well worth checking out her stuff. She did a great, an amazing live album, which is called Live at Blues Alley, and that still rates as one of my finest live albums of all time, really. It's just phenomenal, and you know, reading more about it over the years, I found out that she wasn't well when she recorded it. She actually had a really stinking cold at the time, but you'd be really hard pressed to know listening to it. It's the vocals are pretty phenomenal. Yeah, Eva Cassidy. So that's my first choice. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, man. Love it. That voice. Wow. Mate, that thing's on the Richter scale. Beautiful. Right, Ian, over to you, mate. Who's your first pick for us tonight?
So the first chick that I chose for our woman's special was she's 75 years old. Blimey, I didn't realize she was that old. Her real name is Grace Beverly Jones. She's a Jamaican singer-songwriter, model, actress, actor, born in Jamaica, and sort of grew up or got famous and lived in most of the time in New York. And here's a song for you. Hold up to my papa, baby. In your long black limousine. Hold up to my papa, baby. Drive it in between. Hold up. Do it. Don't drive through it. Back it up twice. Jones off the album Nightclubbing, which came out in 1981. And she's really good. She's signed with Island Records, and I like all of her albums, actually. Island Life's a good album. Slave to the Rhythm's a good album. Well produced, good songs, bit of a diva. So
she was stage diva. Grace totally. Jones. Studio 54.
Still is. She's still performing with a hula hoop.
74.
Pretty epic career that she's kind of carved out. And, you know, she's done a few films as well in her time. You know, she did the Bond film, and I seem to remember playing a vampire in one as well, somewhere in the mid-80s. That was pretty awful. But, she's definitely an iconic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a diva. She's one of them. Yep.
All right.
Good on here.
Very good. Good one. All right. So I'm going to kick off now with mine. I've only chosen one for this episode, but I'm going to spend a bit more time on this one. So this is a precursor. So this is kind of the early 60s. See if you can pick the band. See if you can pick sort of why I've focused on this band. At least at the start, anyway. Here we go. Right, who is that? Any guesses? They actually told you to start.
Is that Manfred Mann?
No.
Is it the Seekers?
No, it's the Honeycombs. And the Honeycombs were a one-hit wonder from the early 60s. Bunch of fellas, but the link is the drummer is a woman. And the drummer, her name was Honey Lantry. She's passed away now, left us, but Honey Lantry was one of the first rock drummers back in the 60s who would later on go on to inspire many other female drummers of a generation to follow. And one in particular who is my pick for tonight, Karen Carpenter. And this next clip here from 68... And I'll share the screen, fellas, because this is a very cool clip. There's an 18-year-old Karen Carpenter, absolutely giving it, like you wouldn't believe, jazz drumming, as good as the best, while singing. And if you know anything about drumming and singing, it is extremely hard.
Extremely hard.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, and the voice is not too bad either. So Karen Carpenter. You fellas know much about her?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, she was born in 1950, so she's 18 in that clip. And by the time she's 21, she is absolutely riding number one in the charts. This next clip, I'm going to round out, of course, because everyone knows Karen Carpenter's voice, and this is a live clip from 71. 71. I've picked this one because it is live, just to showcase how damn good she was on vocals. So 3 years later, as a 21-year-old, she's live on stage singing "We've Only Just Begun," written by a couple of other songwriters, not the Carpenters, but she just absolutely nails this, and I just love the chorus. Obviously, it's one of those magical songs.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Probably one of the clearest voices you'll ever hear. That was my pick, Karen Carpenter. Bit of a deep dive there into multi-dimensional, obviously a damn good drummer, damn good singer and performer. Left way too early.
Mm.
But still, while she was here with us, she's quite a back catalogue of hits and just an inspiration to many, many, many women that sort of followed afterwards, the likes of Madonna, Sheryl Crow, Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, Adele. They all reference Karen Carpenter as inspirations to their careers. And you can all trace it back to the Honeycombs from 63 for that one hit wonder. Okay, round two. We're going to go back to you, Glenn. What have you got for your second pick tonight?
Oh, I've got something a bit noisier. I'm zooming ahead to 1997, and I've got a band from Washington State in America. And they started out in 94, and then they released this album called Dig Me Out, and it's Sleater-Kinney. So anyone heard of Sleater-Kinney? No,
not
legend,
at all.
Sort of no. Legend punk band from the United States. It's three-piece band, all woman. Here's a little bit of Sleater-Kinney. Yeah, so Sleater-Kinney, they took a break. So some of the members of the band had some kids, and then they've come back again, started having some more albums in about, I think, 2010, and they're just still on the road, and they've got a new album that's just come out soon, or just recently, which is called Little Rope. So, yeah, they're brilliant and hugely influential as well.
They're obviously still going now. So when do they date back to? Like
97, that song came out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. And an album that I particularly like was called No Cities to Love, and this is a little bit of that.
That's
so zooming ahead. So really distinctive. I mean, that's like many, many, like a few decades in between, but it's still got that same sound, much more produced, obviously, compared to that little lo-fi one. But it's just banging it, and they're just brilliant. Yeah, so Sleater-Kinney, brilliant band. I'd love to see them live. They're coming to Auckland soon, which is a pain. But if they were coming to Wellington, I'd totally see them.
What's that? What's her name?
Sleater-Kinney. There's three people in the band.
Yeah. What's the female vocalist?
So, there's Carrie. Oh, they all take turns at it. There's Corin Tucker and Carrie Brownstein, and they're the two originals now. And the other member left a couple of years ago to do some. Things, yeah, but they've continued on and just apparently, yeah, they just keep on rocking out.
Nice. Love the longevity.
Also, Carrie's also produced, it was a TV show called, what's that? Portlandia.
Portlander.
Portlander. Yeah, that's it, I think. Yeah. So she was involved with that and wrote a lot of those episodes and started them as well. So, yeah, very talented woman.
Awesome. Cool. All right, Martin, over to you, mate. What's your second pick tonight?
Okay, so my second pick is a singer who was in a band most famous for kind of pop rock hits in the 90s, and her name was Marie Fredriksson. Fortunately, she passed away as well, battled with cancer, and the band she was in is called Roxette. What I really love about her vocals is she always put in, like, there was a lot of passion in her vocals. And being, you know, English was her second language. Often when an artist sings in a different language, it kind of loses something. But she could sing equally well in English as she did in Swedish as well. I don't think people realize just how big that band was. They actually sold 75 million albums.
Wow.
That's pretty huge.
Put that in context. Toto's somewhere around 45 million. So Roxette almost double, right?
There you go.
They were massive.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a bit of a song. Again, it's one of the more mellow ones. It's my favorite Roxette song. It's called Watercolors in the Rain, and it's off the Joyride album.
Going through the motions, ending up nowhere at all. Can't see the sun on my wall. Going through emotions. Frozen morning with a heart not even broken. Seems I've been running all my life, seems I've been. Watercolors in the rain.
There you go. Well, very lucky that I got to see them live on that tour. It was like my first or second gig. And yeah, she, I mean, she could really sing that, like live as well. She had the pipes. And, you know, that tour was huge. I think it was like 150 date tour or something crazy. And I'm imagining like the UK definitely wasn't at the beginning of it. It's probably well, at least halfway through. She was still belting it. So obviously had stamina with her voice as well. A great artist. And again, like lost too soon. Just way too soon. What is it with female singers? Like, I don't know. Well worth checking out their stuff. If you, even, you know, we all kind of know the big cheesy kind of poppy hits, but like their acoustic or stripped back stuff is actually really, really nice.
Oh
And they're just some
yeah.
great songs. Yeah.
There's a very
Yeah,
cool
absolutely.
rendition of Dangerous Acoustic on YouTube that I think is probably the best thing they've done live. It's just hearing a guitar. Magic. Very cool. Thank you, Martin. All right, Ian, I'm gonna round us out with your pick, mate. What's your second choice?
She's 44, American, sold over 50 million records worldwide. She's a singer, a pianist, and a guitarist. And she's wonderful.
I waited till I saw the sun. Don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I fly away instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine.
Oof. I do love
What a voice.
I love a little bit of sultry female singing and that's the wonderful Norah Jones, daughter of Ravi Shankar. And phenomenal. Listen to any of her albums, they're awesome. Yep,
Yeah,
very
and
good.
she reminds me a bit like Harry Connick Jr. He was from, you know, down south. I think she is as well. And very similar. She, you know, people tried to pigeonhole her into that sound from that first album, which, I mean, she hit gold with that, eh? And I remember seeing that too when she came to New Zealand. She was brilliant. But there was a whole other side to her music, and it was all of that sort of southern Creole and stuff like that, and bluesy stuff as well, which she's really taken on. For a lot of people, they can't get past that one record, which I think is a real shame.
I watched a YouTube clip with I nearly chose Bonnie Raitt, but I didn't. And she does a bit of a live thing with Bonnie Raitt at some point. And you can see the admiration what Bonnie Raitt that Bonnie Raitt has for Norah. They've both got it for each other. It's a woman thing. And but you could see without any doubt, the older of the two, more experience, probably a lot more recognition in the music industry. Bonnie Raitt, you know, looking at Norah Jones like this person has got it, and she does. She's amazing. I'd love to
Yeah,
see her live. I wish she would come out. Yeah.
she's wonderful. Really warm performer. No, she's great.
Very good. Thank you, Ian. That was lovely. So that's going to wrap us up for our wee celebration of women in music. As I said at the start, it was International Women's Day on Thursday, Friday last week, depending on part of the world you're in. And that's just, we've only just begun in terms of that list. there are many, many more that I'm sure you fellas, just like me, would have loved to have talked about, but just given the time, we just picked a few of our faves. So thanks, listeners, for joining us, and hope you enjoyed some of that, and let us know on our Facebook page some of your favourite female singers or artists from over the years, and we'll catch you next time on the show.
Thanks, David.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's extremely